French, on the other hand, there hasn't been much French immigration into this area since 1900 or even before, as Minbergerly probably. Now, there was a great deal before the Civil War of foreign French coming in, but since then it's tapered off until the last 75 or 80 years there's virtually no French immigration into New Orleans.
What about fishing? What fish are there locally?
Oh, you can fish for redfish, trout, bass in the freshwater, but mainly in brackish and in the marsh, or in the Gulf, toward the Gulf, you fish for trout, which is it isn't really a trout, it's a weak fish, and it's about, well, you can run from that size on up to that size, and it's a very, very fish with a very delicate flavor. Much preferred fish or red snapper, Spanish mackerel, a few pompano, certain times in the year, sheephead. Those are most of the fish. You also can catch crabs, blue claw crabs, great big crabs that we have around here. That's a popular sport to go crabbing. Probably uncommon elsewhere, but common enough here as a sort of family excursion to go out early in the morning and go crabbing with some crab nets down into St. Bernard or someplace like that. You used to be able to do it right off the lakefront here, but the lake is so polluted and has been so damaged by storm drainage and by...
My husband was saying as we flew in that the lake is not very deep.
No, this is a very shallow lake. Probably most of the lake is 15 to 20 feet. There are some holes in the lake, you know, deeper spots. It might go to 20 or 30 feet or 40 feet. But most of the lake is 15, 20 feet. It's very shallow.
It looks so big, it's surprising.
Oh, yes. It's one reason why the lake is a very treacherous lake. If you go boating on the lake, storms can come up very quickly. In other words, within a few minutes, 5-10 minutes, a blistering storm can come up. And
is there a particular name for
so
the kind of storm that would come up over water like that?
Squalls. The water becomes extremely turbulent. And you read every year or two of some storm that overturned half a dozen sailboats and threw them on the lakefront and bashed them up and what have you, and maybe one or two drowned or something by a storm that came up so quickly nobody expected it. It's one of those summer occurrences that everything looks fine, you're out there sailing around, and 10 minutes later you think you're in the middle of a typhoon. And the lake is given to this turbulence because it's so shallow, I understand. That's what I'm told. I don't know that.
Let me ask one or two more general New Orleans questions. What are some of the major landmarks that a visitor would want to see?
A visitor would want to see probably Jackson Square. He would probably want to see Canal Street. Probably want to see St. Charles Avenue with the streetcars. Probably want to see the Garden District and Uptown New Orleans. He probably wouldn't know about the Ninth Ward and Marigny and places like that, where he might see far more of what is really the heart and spirit of New Orleans than he would uptown, because uptown in many ways is sort of Grosse Pointe. You can find it almost anywhere in some ways. But in the older sections of uptown, it still retains much of the Victorian flavor of the 19th century. Probably drive out Esplanade around City Park and Bayou St. John. There's nothing on the lakefront anymore, or virtually nothing. At one time,